I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. How does ministry happen in a land where the church is underground? Well, one way is through media, and God is using this resource in big ways. And after the gospel message is received in a place hostile to the gospel, leaders need to be trained. Stay with us, and we'll tell you how ministries are tackling this need. Let's start with a look at Christian persecution, which presents a paradox that can only be described as supernatural. Remarkably, it tends to deepen faith and increase the spread of the gospel. In Iran, believers often have to hide their faith and meet in underground churches. Mohabbat TV has been reaching Farsi speakers in Iran and the surrounding region with gospel content. Mike Ansari of Mohabbat TV says,
for the past 11 years, we've been reaching the Muslims of Iran, Tajikistan, and Afghanistan, roughly about 120 million people in that demographic area. But God is very much alive in Middle East working among Muslims. And we've just been very honored to see a lot of fellow brothers and sisters that were Muslim come to Christ and just give their hearts to Jesus.
The Iranian church is growing rapidly. Mohabbat TV receives several hundred calls a day with an average of 93 people committing their lives to Christ. And last week, Mohabbat TV was recognized with a 2018 NRB International Impact Award.
Please pray for wisdom, pray for God's anointing, and pray for provisions. As you know, in ministry, it's a beautiful thing and wonderful encouragement to receive an award. But much like other ministers and other ministries, usually for every two steps you go forward, you have three steps backwards. There are always challenges. There's a lot of spiritual warfare.
Congratulations. In related news, Christianity is growing in the Middle East, but there aren't many qualified church leaders to teach and disciple. Kristen Kuhlman with Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, explains why.
What we're finding, for example, in Iraq, there's an estimate that 50% of the Christian population has left Iraq. So now there are men and women who are finding themselves as the church leaders, perhaps the pastors, or in charge of Sunday school or the youth. They have no theological training.
However, PTEE is equipping Arabic-speaking church leaders with affordable on-location theological training.
What PTEE does, it allows these pastors, the leaders, to stay with their church while they're receiving their education. And it actually allows them to apply it immediately. They don't have to wait 2-3 years until they've gotten their degree and then go apply what they've learned to a church. So it enables these small church leaders to stay with their churches and not have to leave their city, their community, or even their country.
Let's be praying for safety and wisdom of the PTEE students and church leaders, because some face danger just going to lessons. And International Women's Day is a reminder that some women still face inequality on a daily basis. Take India, where Donna Glass of India Partners says education is often out of reach for young women.
Because they often are remote roads, the parents do not feel that they can send their daughters to go to another town because they'd be often traveling in the dark before or after school.
India Partners' vision? An India rich with hope, justice, and compassion. When it comes to women, that starts with sewing classes that help women build businesses to provide for their families. Take Nagamani, a young widow and mother of two who didn't have the means to provide for herself. That is, until she heard about the tailoring class.
Now she just feels that she can actually work for her family and provide for them. And she's been doing that for the last 6 months.
And hers is not the only one whose life has been changed by this class.
We hear the stories of the misery that some of these women were in before they go through the tailoring training, and the hope it gives them that, you know, life is going to get better.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian persecution seems to be increasing everywhere, but so is hope. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who have faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable, real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. To get your copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.